President Obama referred to his order to allow boys into girls' facilities and sports teams as having come after a chorus of requests from people to do so. Eugene Delgadio, a public advocate, didn't believe in that chorus and submitted a Freedom of Information Act request to obtain information to determine how loud that chorus was. And he finally got a response.
It took them 6 months to assemble six people who had written letters. So there was no chorus. It was barely a sextet. It was six people who wrote from around the country.
Delgadio had to pore meticulously through over 400 pages of material to find the six. But what about opponents of the Obama transgender order, which would have denied federal funds for schools that refuse?
There were 4,000 people during this period that wrote in within the 30 days of the May announcement. So there was outrage. There was no basis for this political dictate to harm the women and children.
So was President Obama's math incorrect?
The bottom line, it was a bold-faced lie. I smelled a rat. I went and looked to find the rat. The rat is the President of the United States. He made a lie, a falsehood.
Delgadio believes it's something voters need to keep in mind as the election nears, because if Hillary Clinton rises to the presidency, he says it likely will be a continuation of the past 8 years. I'm Charlie Butt.